Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me hear you say, Amen!
Amen!
Amen. That's right. Now let me hear you say, Praise the Lord! What's up with this? What is it about the Holy Spirit that makes us squirm in our seats? I mean, we all believe in God, right? And I probably preach about Jesus 90%+ of the time. And we like hearing those messages, right? But when it comes to the third person of the Holy Trinity, people from the Lutheran tradition aren't quite certain how to react. We might get uptight or worried, confused, and maybe even concerned. Do we really believe what we recite in the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed, where we say we believe in the Holy Spirit? Do we believe in the Holy Spirit? Do we believe the Holy Spirit is intended for us, or it is something that resides in those other churches? Do we believe in the Holy Spirit? Do we believe the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity? Actually, God Himself. You see, the Holy Spirit can be so much more than we often allow it to be. We believe, but our disbelief is also present. In today's passage in St. John, we read that Jesus promises an advocate, a helper, a comforter, and the key part here, the Spirit of truth, whom the world has such a difficult time in receiving him. The text goes on, but you know him because he lives with you and he will be in you. Once again, Jesus comes to us in our darkest places and he says, I will not leave you orphaned. You will not be alone. Jesus tells us that although he would be leaving those who love him and follow his commandments, will never die. Now, that's a promise. How's that a promise anyway? Because I live, you shall live also. Jesus tells us that the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach all things and help us to remember all things that have been taught. This is the Spirit. Martin Luther says, I believe that I cannot in my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith, even as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth. Everyone who claims to believe and hopes they have found forgiveness in Christ Jesus has been called to do so by the Holy Spirit. You did not come to this conclusion on your own. This is what the Spirit does. God, the Spirit is with us, causing you to do what you are meant to do. God is actually with us. It is the Spirit that does the calling, not you. But the Spirit does more than call. The Holy Spirit gathers us into this community. We are not only created to be in relationship with God, we are created to be in relationship to others. We are in fellowship when we study the Word of God. It is in fellowship that we share the elements. It is in fellowship we feel our sorrows and celebrate our joys together. It is in fellowship where we are lifted up when we are beaten down and given the opportunity for forgiveness when we go astray. Jesus says, I will not leave you orphaned. I will come to you. The Holy Spirit calls. The Holy Spirit gathers us into fellowship. And the Holy Spirit enlightens us. Enlightens us not only with the knowledge of God and the love of God, but enlightens us with gifts to make miracles in the community happen. Every single one of you, everyone, has an important role to play with the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts that the Spirit has given you. Yes, we are enlightened with the gifts so that the body of Christ, the community of all Christians, may be built up until that day when we see Jesus Christ face to face. So you see, even though God created the heavens and the earth in a mystical fashion, and even though Jesus, God incarnate, came and lived among us some 2,000 plus years ago and ascended into heaven, God, through his only Son, has not left us alone. We have the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the Helper, the Comforter, anytime we call upon the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen.